Hawk saw his eyes rake over her and return to the captain's face. "It's this. Lady Poxenarian, a paladin. She is on quest and must speak with the council," she says.
"At once?"
The boy's eyebrows rose, and he met Pox's gaze with surprising composure.
"I must ask them to hear me," said Pox quietly. "It is in their power to refuse."
He laughed shortly. "They will hardly refuse to hear a paladin, I dare say. It's better than what they have been hearing."
"Sir."
The captain's tone chilled. The boy's face reddened.
"I beg your pardon," he said formally. "I spoke as ill befits a squire."
"If you will follow me," said the captain, turning to Pox. She nodded, but watched the boy's face stiffen as the captain snubbed him.
"I took no offense, Kurgan," she said to him.
She and the Leonian squires followed the captain through two large rooms and down a wide passage to a deep alcove. Here four guards in rose and silver stood before doors inlaid with silver and enamel. The captain spoke to them softly, in a dialect Pox did not recognize. One of them stood aside, and the captain knocked softly at the doors. At once, they were opened slightly from inside. The captain conferred with someone. Pox was aware of tension in the room beyond. It seeped out the open door like a cold draft. Then a louder voice spoke from within, an order, and the captain turned to Pox, clearly surprised.
"They will hear you now," he said.
"Thank you, Captain, for your guidance and help."
Pox walked forward. The guards stood aside from the doors, now opened wide. She felt, rather than saw, the Leonian squires following. Within was a room smaller than those they had passed, well lit by high windows on both sides. At the far end, an empty throne loomed on a dais. On either side were tiered seats, behind a sort of fence, rising up to the base of the windows. These were nearly empty, though a few squires lounged there, and Pox squinted a moment against the light of the top tier. Two elves. Taking up most of the floor space was a massive table of dark wood, heavily carved and inlaid with silver. Around this sat the lords she had come to see, the Regency Council of Saya. In the seat below the throne, the Crown Prince, who would be king by summer eve. Pox thought he looked man-grown already. His brother, younger by almost 3 years, sat to one side. He had no place on council, and looked as bored as any youth locked into adult discussions of policy when he had rather be hunting. At the prince's left, a burly man in green and red, who reminded Pox of the boy outside. That was Duke Merikai. Duke Mahirin, in red and silver, Baron Destvorn, in blue and red, Kostvan, in green and blue. Verikai. She let her eyes linger a moment on Verikai, in blue and silver, Serestin, in blue and rose, Planeth, in yellow and rose. And alone, at the near end of the table, facing her now, Phelan, in his formal dress, maroon and white. He smiled at her, then moved to one side, so that she could approach the table. The man who would open the door, a silver-haired old man in the royal livery, announced her.
"Lady Poxenarian, Paladin of Gird."
Pox bowed toward the prince.
"Your Highness, Lords of the Council, I thank you for your courtesy in thus allowing me an audience."
The Crown Prince spoke quickly.
"It is our honor, lady, to receive any paladin in this court. Pray tell us how we may aid your quest."
"I will be brief." Despite herself, her eyes slid a little toward Duke Phelan. She almost thought she could feel